Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, October the 8th, Monday, October the 8th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. And I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, 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 very powerful show scheduled for you today. It's primarily for the members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, but because this is all the intro stuff, we can share this with the general public. Today, we want to talk about something that is extremely important. Today we want to talk about you are the natural equivalent. One of the most profound discoveries that I've come to learn over the years is this understanding of reverse engineered spirit. We are all suffering from spiritual dementia. Spiritual dementia is the underlying understanding that we have forgotten that we are begotten. Since we have forgotten that we are begotten, we have lost the understanding of the business of life. Your life is your business, and your business is your life. Since we all suffer from spiritual dementia, our spiritual attributes have ethergied, or they have been dumbed down. That simply means that you have forgotten that you are the natural equivalent of everything that exists on earth. So what I do is I simply remind. I simply reconfigurate the mind. It is the reconstruction of your mental attributes. It is the reconfiguration of your mindset. It starts with the kingdom mindset. Since we have forgotten that we are begotten, Jesus Christ is the first begotten. All of us have forgotten that we are begotten. And so the body's chemical messengers, the human body secretes and circulates 50 different hormones and another 50 different pheromones, or another 50 different hormones and secretions. These hormones and secretions are part of the endocrine system, the glands that are controlled and stimulated by the central nervous system, that is controlled and stimulated by the 12 cranial nerves, that is controlled and stimulated by the 12 attributes and characteristics of the Diakonia report, that is controlled and stimulated by the DNA, that is controlled and stimulated by neurophotons and neuromelatons or melanocytes, that is controlled and stimulated by CMEs or CNEs from the sun, the S-O-N and the S-U-N, which is controlled and stimulated by the big G or the Father. Without under, over, and understanding the depth of the statement that I was made, that was just made, which probably lost a lot of us, we do not know how to reconfigure our mental map. We do not know how to configure our millionaire mind map. And so the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is designed to assist you with the reconfiguration of your spiritual millionaire mind map. Because we have forgotten that we are begotten, because we do not know, we have forgotten, or they didn't teach us, that you are the spiritual equivalent of every technology and every chemical on earth. You are the natural expression. You are the natural equivalent of life. Let me say that again. You are the natural equivalent of all life. Let me say that one more time. According to the secret book of John, you are the natural equivalent of everything on earth. Do you know that your body produces every chemical that you take into your mouth? So the body stops producing it since you are ingesting it. If you stop ingesting it, the body starts to produce it. Since we do not know that mental telepathy is a natural production of our spiritual system, we have forgotten that we are begotten. They now have come out with this technology. I just saw it on Facebook. Somebody shared it with me, where they can put this apparatus on your brain, and it tells you what you are thinking, or it tells other people. Now, I don't know if you really understand what that means. That means your thoughts, that you are thinking almost before you think them, can be detected with technology. So technology is dumbed down spirituality. So they take you, then they reconfigurate you, and then they give you back to you and charge you for it. So you pay for what you naturally have because you've forgotten that you have it. So they take it from you, and then they give it back to you, and then they charge you for being you. Now, if that's not the greatest con game I've ever heard in my life, wow. And so either you can join the system or you can create your own. So they change the rules of the system. So the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, all I've done and all I do is I just pimp the game. So as an etymologist, I'm an etymologist of systems. And the systems are cisterns. Cisterns are things that hold water. And if you could understand the etymology of every system on earth, then you could understand how you can rewrite or you can control or you can join in the system. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because right now you may be a little the waters may be a little muddy. So I remember many, many years ago, not many years ago, but a few years ago, I talked about the psychotropic plants and drugs, and I talked about fasting, and I talked about how your food establishes your mood. And the reason that there is a mood is because of the type of food. And there is something inside of the body that is called DMT. Now, there's something outside of the body that is called DMT. There's something inside of the body that is called, again, endogenous morphine. There's something outside of the body that's called morphine. There's something that's called inside of the body that's called, again, a endorphin. There's something outside of the body that's called endorphins. There's serotonin, and then there's melatonin. And then there's all type of hallucinogenic plants. But the body produces its own hallucinogenic chemicals. So for every morphine, M-O-R-P-H-E-M-E, there is a morphine, M-O-R-P-H-I-N-E. In other words, for everything that's inside of the body, there is something outside of the body. And what they, the dominant culture or whoever is in charge of this harmonious arrangement, have done is exactly what it says in the ancient text. So the ancient text says that there was this individual, for lack of a better term, who decided to make a duplicate copy of everything that's inside of the body, outside of the body, and he wanted to call this duplicate copy matter. So if you notice inside of the Bible, it says that you are made in the image. That means that you are a picture of something. Just like in the movie Jupiter Ascending, she was what they called, again, a reoccurrence. So you are a digital copy, if you want to use that term, of a bigger system. So that bigger system is inside of you, but the picture has replaced the original. So everything on this earth is a carbon copy of something bigger or something else. It is a copy of the original, but it is not the original. Let me say that again. Everything on earth is a copy of the original, but it's not the original. So the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is the original. It's designed to use etymology, which is the study of the chronological order. Number one, chronological order. If it's not in order, then you cannot trace it back to the original. So you are a copy. I recommend, now the copy is great. The copy is a watered-down version of the original. That's everything that we got on earth is matter or mass. It is a pixel. It is a pictograph of the original. So where is the original? Well, the original is in the spirit realm. So if we cannot trace it back to the original, then we don't have the original. Now, in the Apocryphon of John or the secret book of John, it says that Yabato modeled his creation on the pattern of the original realms above him so that it might be just like the indestructible realm. So Yabato decided, whoever Yabato is, that he wanted to create this harmonious arrangement. And he wanted this harmonious arrangement to be identical, a copy of the original. It's not the original, it's a copy of the original. Now, in the secret book of John, it says, and when he gazed upon his creation surrounding him, he said to his host of demons, the ones who had come forth out of him, I am a jealous God, and there is no God but me. Now, Yabato, the fake God, said this, not the original, because Yabato was blind. So what we have in this dimension, if you look at it from an electromagnetic or a biological perspective, we live in this universe based on the electromagnetic spectrum that is darkness, meaning that we cannot see. So what I do for a living is I help people see in the dark so they can realize that they don't belong in the dark, that they're supposed to see. But there's a reason why you cannot see. So if you can't be what you can't see, so if you can't see the Father, how are you going to be like the Father? So what Yabato did, according to the secret book of John or the Apocryphon of John, which I highly recommend at your convenience that you might want to take a look at, that's the rules of the game. Now, they changed the rules of the game so that way you don't understand the game. In the revelation of the mysteries of the hidden silence, which is, again, is another secret text, the revelation of the mysteries of the hidden silence. And it talks about that the Pharisee said to the Nazarene, which is who what they call Jesus, the Pharisee says, the Nazarene has misled you and told you lies. He has closed your hearts and turned you away from your ancestral traditions. When I heard these things, I, John, turned away from the temple and went off to a deserted mountain place. For I was very unhappy, saying to myself, how was the Savior designated? Why did his father send him into the world? Who is his father? What kind of realm will we go to? For although he told us, this realm is modeled on the imperishable realm. He didn't teach us about the imperishable realm. All of a sudden, when I was contemplating these things, behold, the heavens opened and the whole of creation was shown with a light from above. And the world quaked, and I was afraid, yet I beheld. As a little child appeared before me in the night, I continued looking at him as he became an old man. And when he changed again, becoming a young man, I didn't understand what I was seeing. But the one likeness had several forms, and these likenesses appeared each through the order. And the vision had three forms. And he said to me, John, why doubtest? He said, John, why be afraid? He said, John, why don't you know this image? John, be not afraid. I am with you always. I am the Father, the Mother, and the Son. I am the incorruptible purity. I have come to teach you many things about what is, about what was, and about what will be, in the order for you to understand the invisible world and the world that is visible and the immovable race of perfected humanity. Raise your head, John. Understand my lessons. Share them with others who have received the Spirit, who are from the immovable race of perfected humanity. The one rules all. Nothing has authority over it. It is God the Father. It is the Father of everything. And then it goes on and on as I am reading from the ancient text about the revelation of the mysteries of the hidden silence. What this text means that I just read to you, if you go back to what John said, he said the Nazarene misled us because he couldn't understand what the Nazarene was saying. And then the Nazarene told him that what he was talking about was a realm that was invisible, the spirit realm. So the Nazarene said that this realm that you're living in is modeled after the imperishable realm that you can't see. And then all of a sudden, when he was contemplating these things, behold, the revelation comes from the contemplating. Father, touch the minds of your people. Your revelation comes from or comes to you when you contemplate. Now, I need to make sure that you understand, because many of us are not contemplating. That's why we can't see the invisible realm. So what I do every day is I contemplate. Now, the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, I'm going to be teaching you this process so that way you can understand that you are the natural equivalent of the spirit realm inside of mass and matter or this biological realm. That means everything that you are experiencing biologically, you already know spiritually, but you have forgotten that you are begotten. So the Nazarene, Yahushua, was sharing with John. The moment John started to contemplate, that's when the Nazarene opened his eyes so that way he could see, and he removed all doubt. The first thing that he asked John is, why do you doubt? Now, many of us, again, suffer from spiritual dementia. we have forgotten that we are begotten. So our hormones inside of the body are chemical messengers. Father, touch the minds of your people. Your hormones inside of your body are chemical messengers that replace angels, which are spiritual messengers. So you got a choice today. You could continue to listen to the chemical messengers, or you can do what I do, and you could tune in to the spiritual messengers through the art of contemplation. That's what we call prayer. Now, brothers and sisters, we have not been taught how to think. We were just told what to think. But how many of you know how to think? For the members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, for the people that are not the members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, you might want to become a member, or you might want to do some serious contemplation on your own. Now, just like in the word Erdogan that we talked about in the previous show, there is something that we are not doing. What we are not doing is contemplating the spirit realm. That's why we can't see it. So the enemy is very good at his job. What is his job? To keep you occupied with the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the cares of this world. Now, the word contemplate is a very important word because that's the word for prayer. So without doing this, you cannot see the invisible realm. So the word contemplate simply has to do with continued attention. I call it in my system focus, discipline, and order. Since there is nobody on earth, including myself, that is not doing this, that's the reason that we can't see the kingdom. The kingdom is only revealed to people who have the ability to do the work. Because remember, faith without works is dead. So for the members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, what we're doing for the rest of this year and all of next year is I'm teaching you the art of contemplating. That's what it talks about, which I just read. The Father doesn't reveal himself to people who don't contemplate. We call it prayer or meditation. But the problem is the way that you've been taught prayer and meditation is not based upon kingdom principles. Because it's only when he gazed upon his creation, and it's only when you gaze upon your occupation. Now, remember the word work comes from the Greek word ergon, which we talked about on yesterday's show. So for everybody that's in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, I am going to do something. I've already done it in the spirit realm. That is reconfigure your mind. I am reorganizing your neurological network through the word of God. I am doing three things. One, establishing a clear market. Two, establishing a clear, definite problem. Three, establishing a clear, definite solution. Those three things is how you reconstruct or you reconfigure your mental map. So that way now you have the mind of Christ. Now you have the millionaire's mind map, the MMM. So if you have a millionaire's mind map, that means nothing and nobody can keep you from reconfiguring from the world to the kingdom. So now you no longer have spiritual dementia. Right now you're suffering from spiritual dementia. You have forgotten that you are begotten. So the business of life is not the life of your business, meaning your life and your business is not the same. Now most people, when they go to work and when they come home, is different. In fact, pretty much 99.9% of the people that I know, the thing that they do and the thing that they be is different. That's not kingdom. That's not biblical. That's not spiritual. That's your dog don't hunt. Now, it's okay because that's what they taught us. I am here to remind you that you have forgotten that you are begotten. I am here, sent by the Father, to remind you that you are the natural expression of God on earth. I'm here to remind you that you are a joint heir. I'm here to remind you that you are a royal priest. I'm here to remind you that you're made in the image and in the likeness of your Father. I'm here to remind you that you have been glorified. I'm here to remind you that you have been justified. I'm here to remind you that you have been sanctified. I'm here to remind you that your body now uses something to produce what we call secretions. And the word secretions has the word secret in it. The word secretions actually means I on secret. You're on a secret mission. And secretions does something inside the body. Secretions attack. Now, remember, this is your natural. This is not unnatural. Your body does this naturally. You ain't got to do nothing. You just got to do this. If you can do that, your body naturally does something. The body produces secretions that attack the mucous membranes of any bacteria or disease. These are specialized cells inside of the body that execute, they attack, and they kill germs that are foreign. Notice that the body naturally, emphasis on the word, naturally. So you have a naturally, you have a natural defense mechanism. So your body produces these secretions inside of the body naturally. What do you have to do? You ain't got to do nothing. Now, the body also naturally produces something that's called hormones that's designed to produce harmony. Now, remember, these are natural. You are the natural equivalent. So every piece of technology is designed to dumb you down. All food, all technology, all words, all phrases are microorganisms, nanotechnology, that is designed to invade the body and prevent you from returning back to God. Everything that you, all your five senses, is the designed to keep you dense in this dimension. This dementia is designed to keep you in spiritual dementia unless you contemplate. Everything on this earth is designed to identify and eliminate your spiritual heritage. It's designed to get the body and to destroy the body's natural defense mechanism. The air that we breathe, our digestive tract, our skin, our urinary tract, even our blood is designed to keep us trapped in this dimension by creating entropy and information or inflammation. It's to go in and create a flame, inflammation. So inflammation, again, is when there is a reaction to a different condition that the body is not used to, the spirit body. So the cause of inflammation that affects your spiritual immune system, it is designed to, again, to attack and to kill your spiritual heritage. Now remember, let's go back to the Apocryphon of John, to the ancient text that we don't have access to. Most of us don't. And in the ancient text, it says that Yabato, who we think is our friend, Sabato, Yabato and Sabato. Again, the Apocryphon of John reads, Yabato modeled his creation on the pattern. Now remember, patterns are power. He created a pattern called a harmonious arrangement. He is the prince of the power of this arrangement. Notice the power is not in the prince. The power is in the air. It is the prince of the power of the air. We call that ether. So every great scientist on earth can pull unlimited energy out of the ether. But we can't because we haven't been taught. So that's why we pay for electricity. That's why we pay for gasoline. That's why we pay for water. We pay for energy because we don't know that we are energy. Now, you work for money because you don't know that you are money. So what I'm teaching in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, stop doing that. Now, let me make sure you understand. Let me make sure you clearly understand. What is money? Now, money is an ideal in somebody's head. Now, remember, there's three things you got to have that I'm teaching clearly in the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. You must have a clearly defined market. That means mark. That mark is your diakonia. That diakonia is your destiny. That must be clearly defined. If you do not have a clearly defined mark, strike one. Now, most people that I know, they don't have a clearly defined mark. It's fuzzy. They say, well, Brother Will, I'm a six. Now, let me give you my clearly defined mark. I'm a 3, 6, 9, 33. So my clearly defined mark is 3, creator. 6, of compassion. 9, that's done eloquently. That's all I do. All I do is create love in an eloquent manner. If anybody knows me, they will tell you that. What is my flaw? What does the enemy use against me? My creative compassion for others. The devil uses your gift against you. He uses your strength, not your weaknesses. So my strength is I can come up with all kind of creative ways to express my love. And I do it in a kingly, priestly manner. But that get confused. People say that is, oh, that brother's flirting. Or they say, oh, that brother doesn't this, that. People construct. Now, remember, I cannot control how people perceive my creative compassion. My job is just to continue to create compassion in a kingly manner that's done 33. That represents global consciousness on a global scale. Now, so the devil wants me to dumb myself down and put myself in a box. He wants you to do the same thing based upon your niche. Now, I was talking to a client earlier, and this client's numbers was 5, 6, 7, 8. And I was sharing with this client. Now, I can take anybody. Now, remember, one sheet of paper, that's all I need. And it'll destroy your theology. So this client, one sheet of paper, 5, 6, 7, 8. 5, freedom fighter, 6. 4, compassion, 7. In an intelligent way, 8. As an executive, or to execute. So, in reverse, now remember, 8 was a life path number, but we reverse the order. That's why I put the 5 first. So, that client is a freedom fighter that uses compassion, but the compassion is done very intelligently to do what? To execute the kingdom of God on earth. What's your 4 numbers? I don't care what they are. I can tell you your niche. Why? That's my job. But Yabato doesn't want me to do my job. He don't want you to do yours either. So you drunk the Kool-Aid. Okay, what Kool-Aid are you drinking? You're drinking technology. You're drinking food. You're drinking, alcohol, alcohol. Everything that you take in your body destroys your spirit. Everything that you take in your body is produced by the body. Don't believe me? Dr. Bruce Lipton wrote a great book. Talk about the biology of belief. In this book, he breaks down something similar to, not quite as direct as I do, but it's very, very close. What he's saying in this book is that your belief system establishes your biology. Now, if we just said that your theology is gone, because everybody's belief is that your genes are permanent. If you're born with a genetic marker for cancer, you got cancer. Okay, epigenosko, that's in the Bible. We've already talked about it. Where we get the word epigenetics, the word genetics is genes. Gens. Gens and genes are the same. So we've got to replace the gens, J-I-N-N, with God's genes. So God's mentality. Now remember, your mind establishes kingdom mouth. Kingdom mouth, as a man speaketh, so is he. As a man speaketh in his heart, so is he. Kingdom mouth establishes a kingdom life. But the first thing is kingdom mind. So what am I doing? I have to reconfigure your mind. How am I going to do that? With your map. So God gave me the instructions to give to you. Now, where do I get my instructions from? Bethesda. I'm a descendant of Bethesda. Who was Bethesda in the Old Testament? He was the guy that built the temple with Moses out in the desert. So right now you're in the desert. I'm here to help you build your temple so you can see to return back to the promised land. Remember, you have forgotten that you are begotten. You think that you are part of this dimension. You think that you're part of Yamato's creation, but you're not. You are part of the Pleroma, the big G's creation. You are a spirit that has been possessed by a soul that's now trapped in a body. So the big G sent his son, if you want to use that term, down here to reverse engineer to take you out of the body through the soul to get back to the spirit. That's what I do for a living. Reconstruct your mental, your mindset. How? Contemplate. If you look at the Latin word, contemplate. Now remember, we just read it in the ancient text. Nothing happened in the ancient text until John did something. Let me read it again. It says, although he told us that the realm is modeled on the imperishable realm, he did not teach us about that realm. So, Yabato is telling John, okay, the Nazarene came down here. He did some stuff, but he didn't teach you that. That's why you stuck down here. So the bad guy is telling the students of the good guy, your teacher's whack, basically. He taught y'all stuff, but he didn't tell you how to get back home. And so John buys it. John says, you know what? That's right. The Nazarene came. He modeled the behavior in front of us, but he didn't teach us nothing. And then look at the next verse. Now I'm reading from the secret or the Apocryphon of John or the secret book of John. And then John did something that you have to do. He says, after he didn't teach us about anything, all of a sudden, while he was contemplating these things, behold, the heavens opened up and the whole of creation shone with a light from above. And it said, and then it said, the whole world quaked. What does that mean? Brothers and sisters, your whole world has to be reconfigured. What does that mean? Father, test the minds of your people. The way that you think, what does that mean? I know people who are believing God for a light bill, that they light bill get paid. That has to be thrown out. I know people right now, like me, who believe in God for $1 million. Not believe in God for $1 million, but that was the goal. That has to be thrown out. Now, I had to start somewhere. I had to see unlimited wealth before I could believe it. So now my brain is reconstructed because I got a clearly defined mark. I can see a clearly defined problem. What is the problem? People think too small. And I have a clearly defined solution, connect with the Father. If you don't have those three things, how do I get those three things? Number one, you got to reconstruct your mind so that way you can align with God's mind. Number one, kingdom millionaire mindset. Number two, kingdom millionaire language. The way that you talk is wrong. What are you saying? You're saying, God, I believe in you. Oh, that's wrong. You got to pray to God as God. You say, God, I am wealthy, unlimited. I am. That's how God says. God says, let there be. Bam, there is. You say that when you say I am, you said I'm choosing to be. So you say, I choose to be unlimitedly wealthy. That's aligning with the mind. You're speaking the language of heaven now. Why? God is omnibenevolent. But guess how he does it? Remember that client that I told you that was a 5, 6, 7, 8? Freedom fighter. But how are they fighting freedom? 6. Remember I told you my numbers? 3, 6, 9. 3, creation. But how am I creating? 9, love and compassion. And doing what? Operating as a priest. To do what? 33. What is 33? Global consciousness. What am I doing now? Expanding your consciousness. How do I do that? Reconstruct your mind. What do I do that? How do I do that? The way that you think, too little, too small. Why? 3 John 1, 2. Brethren, the Father wished to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can think. Meaning, God wants you to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a great relationship. Now, without understanding that, then that means we don't have the language of God, so we can't live the lifestyle of God. But how do we get it? Contemplate. How do we contemplate? Now, this is extremely important. Remember, all of the devil hides in plain sight. So the word contemplate, if you go down to the bottom of the page, dictionary.com, or any great dictionary, you're going to see this word contemplate, word origin and history of contemplating. You're going to see this word contemplate shown. It comes from a Latin word that means to survey or to observe. So the word contemplate simply means that I am going to intently and at a long length. It means to intently, to look at something thoughtfully. It means to observe something thoughtfully. contemplate. It means, it has the word C-O-N, con, and the word temple. So the word con, remember, is always to swindle. Now remember, swindling means reconfiguring. So the word C-O-N has to do with how something is constructed. It means to swindle it, con. That's where we get the word convict. So the word con is not necessarily a negative word, like the word demon. It takes on a negative because the word demon just simply means disposition. Now, you can have a positive disposition or a negative disposition. Now, you can swindle or you can sway. Now, the word swindle, again, just simply means to sway or to persuade. Now, most of the time it's done negatively because it's usually done by taking something out, meaning in a negative or a fraudulent manner. It's usually done through the art of deception or through the art of fraud. Now, if you look at the word swindle from the word origin, it's going to mean it means back formation. It means it comes from the word 1782. Again, look this up. Don't believe me. Swindle means swindler, which means back, to return back to the previous formation. So remember, you have forgotten that you are begotten. You've forgotten your prior existence with the Father. You've forgotten your previous formation. It means back forming. It means to go backwards. It means to go back to your prior existence. So the word con means to swindle. The word swindle means, again, swindler. S-W-I-N-D-L-E-R. So a swindler is somebody who has the ability to backpedal. That means to go back to your previous, to recognize your prior existence. Remember, if you're in this earth, you have forgotten that you are begotten. So I'm coming along and I'm telling you, you had a prior existence with the Father. So a swindler is what they call an extravagant spectator. It means, it actually means to be giddy. G-I-D-D-Y. It means to be lavish. Again, don't believe me. Look this up. Lavish. So a swindler is someone who is happy. He's giddy. He's excited. He understands that he is lavish. So con means lavish. It means extravagant. It means spectator. Now remember, the observer determines what is observed. But if you are observing something incorrectly, now remember, swindle, that we're covering the word con, which means to swindle, it means swindler, it means to backpedal, it means to go back to being a spectator. A spectator is a person who is engaged in the art of looking. It means mental observation. Now, con, and then the word temple. So the word contemplate, it means to go back to your prior temple. That's why words are so important. Now, this is what I do for a living. I do this all day, every day. I'm an etymologist. I'm a spiritual etymologist, really. So when I meet somebody, I know that they're in the wrong temple. When I meet you, I don't care who you are, I see you in the wrong temple. What does that mean? That means Yabatho modeled his creation on the pattern of the original realms above him, so that it might be just like the indestructible realm, but it's not. So matter is temporary. That's why you die. That's why the Father did not allow you to go back and eat of the tree of life. He saved you from being permanently stuck in this destructible realm. Because where are you from? Where are you from? You have forgotten that you are begotten. So I got to reconfigure your brain. You thinking like a temporary man instead of a permanent spirit. So what you're doing is you are engaging in temporary activities because you have forgotten that you come from an indestructible realm. Now the Bible says that we're going to take on instruction. He says corruption is going to put on incorruption. That's what it talks about when it says that, you know, at the last sound, at the last trump, we're going to be transform in the twinkling of an eye. That means corruption is going to take on incorruptibility. What does that mean? We're going to return back to our previous temple. That's what the word contemplate means. So if you do not contemplate, you cannot see heaven. That's what we just read. So everybody that's listening to me, you're not contemplating the way God told you to do, the big G. Now, what we got is the little G version of contemplating, which is to contemplate on this realm, not the kingdom. You cannot establish the kingdom mindset unless you occupied with the kingdom principles. Now, remember the word work. The Bible says faith without works is dead. That means you cannot return home. So what's going on? Your brain is not occupied with the kingdom. Matthew 6:23, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That's what we're doing wrong. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, what are you contemplating? You're contemplating the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, the cares of this world. How do I know? Because that's the only thing that they teach. You go to university, what are they going to give you? If you're not contemplating the spirit realm, you cannot return back to the spirit realm. Now, the word speculate or spectator, it comes from a Latin word that simply means a person who speculates. And the word speculate simply means to watch over. Now, remember the word leukos, remember that? Where we get white privilege from, where we get the word wolf, white devil, everything, lightning, and all those terms. Leukos, what does it mean? Watch over. Epi, what does it mean? Watch over. Whoever watches over, what does that mean? The watchers, your job is to replace the watchers. What does that mean? You are an angel. What does that mean? You are a bent light being. What does that mean? That means that you have a fallen light. You got blood. What is blood? Blood is slowed down light. What is blood? Congealed light. What is blood? Blood is condensed God, dumbed down God. Okay? That cannot enter into the heaven. How do I know? The Bible says flesh and blood cannot enter into heaven. How are we going to get back home? You must be born of the water and the spirit. That's the only way to get back home. What is a spirit? A spirit is a group of related thoughts. Okay, what group of thoughts? The thoughts that should occupy your mind are thoughts of your Father, the kingdom. Not my will, but his will. Okay, Brother Will, I can kind of follow you there, brother, but how do we get the Father's will? Okay, remember the word temple. So the next word that we have to break down is the word temple. So let's go back to the word contemplate or contemplation. So we just spent all of that talking about one word that's not even a word. We spent almost an hour talking about C-O-N. Do you see how in-depth it is? Now do you see how I got a 600-page book from one word, diligent? What if I did that with every word in English language? Do you know how long we'd be here? Now remember, we are talking about today that your body produces its own chemicals and secretions that you are ingesting from outside of the body that is messing up the government of the body. What does that mean? Every opium, morphine, those are the two biggest because you can Google those and it comes up. Every herb bearing seed, that is the life. So the question is, according to the Bible, every plant that bears seed, you know, is meat for us, for our physical bodies. So the herbs that are bearing seeds, for example, marijuana. Why? It is a natural grown plant from earth. It has a seed. So when you ingest marijuana, it replaces the body's natural production of TCP and all of the other ingredients that are in marijuana. So that way the body, again, takes on what it naturally produces. But remember, this realm is designed to make the physical body more powerful than the spiritual body. We don't want to do that anymore. Now, am I suggesting that you stop eating? No. I'm suggesting that you do exactly what the Bible says and what everything else says, balance. Because right now we do too much of taking in things outside of the body. We don't do enough contemplating. So that way our spirit man is stronger than the body. Why? In Romans 7:8, I got a whole book that explains this down It says, I am too human. What does that mean? We are ingesting too much chemicals that is controlling our electricity, and it was manipulating our biology. Therefore, we cannot engage in kingdom living. You are the natural heir of everything on earth. What does that mean? You are the spiritual equivalent of every chemical on earth, meaning you already got it. So what they are doing is the greatest trick of all tricks. So let me get this right. So what the devil did, if we want to use that term, is he saw the spirit realm. Now remember, the devil was God's right-hand man. He was the anointed cherub that covered, that hovered. And then he said, he had a thought, I want to be like the Most High. I want to sit on the side of the north. Bam, he fell. Why? Because he coveted somebody else's position. So you will find that in every organization, you're going to find somebody that's coveting somebody else's stuff. If you're doing that, stop. You're going to fall. What does that mean? That's lust. That's envy. That's jealousy. Those are the fruits of the flesh. That's how you keep your body alive. When you start engaging in the fruit of the flesh, that feeds the body. So we got to feed the. You should be confident in your own skin. You should be confident. Now remember, the number one thing you got to have is a clearly defined market. What does that mean? What is my market? You, people, humanity. Okay. What is my clearly defined problem? What's wrong with humanity? They're not humanity. They spirituality. So I got humanity, and I can't find the word human in the Bible. I found the word human in the Bible once, and it was in the book of Jonah. And I looked it up, and it meant spiritual monster. The word human is not inside of the Bible. It came along after Noah Webster rewrote history. If you go to Black Law Book, if you go to Black's Dictionary, that was the original dictionary before Noah Webster. Who is Noah Webster's father? If you understand who's Noah Webster's father, you would understand why we adopted Noah Webster's dictionary. Because it's definitions, D-E-A-F, phenicians. That's where that's where Abraham's father was from. In other words, con game. So I don't use Noah Webster's dictionary. So in Black Law Book, it says, and I have this inside of my book. I've already done the research for you. But if you don't believe me, you can do the research yourself. The word human means spiritual monster. So if you are a human, if you want to be a spiritual monster, keep calling yourself a human. If you don't want to be a spiritual monster, don't call yourself a human, a individual, or a person. Those are all Luciferian terms. Now, if you want to be a Luciferian, keep doing it. If you don't, if you want to vibrate, if you want to reconstruct your mind, so that way you can operate according to, you can get out of the hive mind, and you can operate according to his mind. Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus. So whatever mindset Christ has, that's what I got. And so I'm teaching other people how to get it. That's what I do for a living. Okay, Brother Will, that sounds great. How do we do it, though? Well, the word contemplate means to look at continually. It means continued attention. That's problem number one. You're doing it, but it's not continually. Remember, if it goes in and out of your mind, it's going to go in and out of your life. If it's permanently on your mind, it's going to be permanently in your life. Continued focus. It is continued discipline. It is continued order. The word contemplate means continued attention. It means to think fully and deeply. Now, remember, we looked at the word work, and we did that show already. The word work means to occupy the mind so that there's no space, there's no time, and there's no energy. If you have a thought, thoughts are money. Now, is there anybody that would waste money? I know we do, but are you knowingly? Is there anybody listening to me that would knowingly flush money down the toilet? So every time you have a thought that is not on your purpose, you're flushing money down the toilet. That's what thoughts are. Thoughts are money because money is energy. So if you contemplate, now this is meditation. This is how I meditate. I consider things, and I think deeply about things. Why? The things that have a purpose or attention. Now, I'm reading this definition of the word contemplation from dictionary.com. Now, we already looked up the word con. Now, we need to look up the word temple. So, remember the word con. I want to go back to my original what? The next word in the word contemplation is temple. So meditation and contemplation is to go back to your original temple, your prior existence with the Father, because you have forgotten that you are begotten. That's why Jesus is the first begotten. Now, that is a big problem. That is huge. That is huge. So you have forgotten that you are begotten. Now, what does begotten mean, brother? I am so glad you asked. Hallelujah. So if Jesus is the firstborn of all creation, the firstborn of all creation, who is in the image of the invisible God, Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Colossians 1, 14. In whom, Jesus, we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. The Son is the image of the invisible God. Again, he's a copy, just like you. Everything on earth is a copy of the original. I don't know if your brain can really contemplate that statement right now. For the members of the Kingdom of the Millionaires Training Center, we got a whole year to break it down before 2020. Because 2020 is the year of what? One, clearly defined mark. You're here on earth to leave a mark, clearly defined. You must clearly define your niche, your purpose, your destiny. It must be clearly defined. Why? That niche is a group of people. Now remember, a spirit is a group of related thoughts. If you got thoughts and they're not related, that's not a spirit. That's why you can have a spirit of lust. You can have a spirit of alcohol. You can have a spirit of doubt. Remember, when you have a spirit, that means you frequently thought something, frequently repeated. It produced an electrical charge in your synapses. Your brain started firing. It produces an emotional charge. This is powerful, man. They call this implosion instead of explosion. In other words, power goes inside your body. It's implosion, IMPL, instead of explosion, EXPL. A explosion is an emotional response. So something happens outside of you. Somebody walk up to you, they call you the N-word, you explode. That's not biblical. Somebody walks up to you, they call you the N-word, you should implode. That means that should give you power. So all negative events give me power. It sharpens my thought. It makes me more determined. It gives me dunamis power. I don't get angry. I get excited. That's the energy. I get energy from negativity. That's implosion, not explosion. That's biblical. See, if you can understand this concept, you never run out of energy. You'll be creating, and you will realize that you don't go get money. You are money. What does that mean? If you are not thinking in those thoughts, remember, a clearly defined market. What is my market? All of humanity, but specifically church folks. Why? That's my motivated ability subject. Why? That was my most predominant problem. What was my most predominant problem? I was raised in religious ignorance. Now, there's a lot of other things, but what was the most predominant? Ignorance. So what's my niche? What is my market? People who sit in church for 30 years. And guess what? When they join the church and when they die, their income never goes up or down. It stays the same. What does that mean? Jesus walked past the fig tree. He cursed that fig tree. Why? It had no freaking growth. So I see that market. What's the problem? No growth. And I got a solution to that problem. What is the solution to no growth? Give people a map to assist them with growing. Do you have that in your life right now? Do you have a market that has a problem that you can solve? If you do not have that, we need to talk. Because that's the only dog that hunts. Now, you can join other organizations. You can do anything. But unless you are a single standing column of waveform energy, you show up and everybody around you. Now, remember, Jesus showed up and everywhere he went, a crowd of people gathered around him. Why? He had solutions to problems. Do you? You can take me anywhere in the world. When I show up, people are going to gather around. As soon as I start talking, people are going to gather around because I'm going to make statements that destroy theologies. And they're going to pick up stones and they're gonna want to throw stones at me, not because of me, but because of my works. Because what is the word works? The word works means that your brain is occupied with a solution to problem. Is your brain occupied with your solution, or is your brain occupied with your problem? I'm going to put all my money on the fact that your brain is occupied with your problem instead of your solution. Guaranteed, you're thinking about your bills instead of or you're thinking about the goal instead of the road. Every day I think about my million. But I don't just sit at home and think about my million. I get up and I do a show. I work on Dear Kinnear reports. I do destiny reports. Now I'm doing these life optimization charts and circles, which is now called the Kingdom Millionaires Mind Map. Why? It solves problems. That's what I do all day. And then guess what I get in return? Remember, if you want more monetary value, you have to increase your use value. You got to be, what you provide must be of value to more people. The more value you provide, the more money you make. If you don't provide no value, you don't make no money. Because why should we do this? Is it about money? Hell no, it ain't about money. Money is just a medium of exchange. It's about value. It's about 369. Nikola Tesla said, if you know the secret to 369, you know the secret to the universe. This is the secret to the universe. I'm telling you, as God is my witness, if you do this, you will never lack for nothing in your life. If you creatively love people in a useful, respectful manner, that means the nine. Nine is the number of completion of the human experience. If you do that, you will never, everywhere you go, people will follow you. Because why? You come up with creative. You think outside of the box. People say, oh, well, I want to buy a new house, but I don't qualify for a mortgage. No problem. I can come up with a creative solution to that problem. How? I did it myself. People say, well, Brother Will, I went to the doctor and they said that I got cancer. Okay. They said the only option that I got is chemo. Really? Okay, I got a creative solution based upon love that will allow you to enjoy your humanity. So what do I got to do? Okay, get a bunch of green leafy vegetables. Same kind. Don't mix them. If you're doing collard greens, just do collard greens. Blend it up. Drink it. See what happens to the body. Drink alkaline water. Infuse your body with alkalinity after you infuse your mind. Why? Your food establishes your mood, and mind controls matter. If you do those two things, if you control your mind, you control your matter. Do you know you can think yourself sick? So now again, if you think yourself sick, you can think yourself well. Now, y'all guys know, when I was in the Marines, they told us what they used to do to Marines over in Vietnam. They would take one Marine, they would turn him upside down, they would cut his wrist, he would slowly bleed to death in front of all the other Marines. Then they would do the next Marine at night, they'd turn off all the lights, except this time they just faked like they cut his wrist. They turned him upside down, and they had water dripping next to him. And guess what happened to him? He died too. Hold up, time out. They did not cut his wrist. There was no blood. But he saw his fellow Marine get hung upside down. He really got his wrist cut, and he really bled to death. He bled out. So every other Marine, they didn't have to do that too. They killed themselves. Then I'll tell you the story about a guy, now this is a true story, who was in prison, and he healed everybody in prison with water. There's a book that you can go to Google right now and type in called You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty. Now, Bruce Lipton has a book called Epigenetics, or The Biology of Belief, who proved biologically using sugar pills. They told people, this pill heals you. They took the pill. They believe in the pill healed them. Remember, the Bible says that it's done unto you as you believe. So if you believe you can heal yourself, you can heal yourself. But if you don't believe you can heal yourself, you can't heal yourself. I don't care what medicine nobody gives you. Your brain is more powerful than your matter. Thus, the reason for today's show. Your spirit is more powerful than your body. What am I saying? You don't need technology, or you don't need chemicals. Now, if you want to take it and help yourself along, no problem. But you need to think like God. in order for you to act, walk, talk, breathe like God. The kingdom. I'm talking about kingdom mindset. I'm not talking about a worldly mindset. I already know what they're doing. But I'm talking about what is God doing. God is taking you back to the original temple. Now, the word temple means a synagogue or a Ephesus. But then when you go down to the bottom of the page, to the true definition of the word temple, remember you got to trace it all the way back to your original word origin. The word temple, my brothers and sisters, it means building for worship. It means a piece of ground consecrated for taking up what they called A-U-S, spices, auspices, or auspices. Now, how much time I got? Ooh, I'm already over out of time. Well, let's. I don't have time to break that word down. Let's just simply say when you look it up again, let me get the correct pronunciation for you. This has to do with sponsorship. Now, if you can wrap your brain around the word temple, you want to return back there quickly, quickly as possible. You don't want to hang out nowhere else. Your brain should be occupied with your original temple, not this temporary one. Now, this temporary temple is great. This word, it means one who observes, a.k.a. watches. That's what the word temple means. So you want to go back to the original place of watching or observing. Why? The observer determines what is observed. You're just observing the wrong thing. That's why you're manifesting the wrong thing. What happened if, now remember the word A-U-S-P-E-X. That means one who observes. Flight of the birds for the purpose of taking omens, taking flight. It means the interpreter of flight, observer of birds. R means bird. Spec means see. It means this ability to see. That's consciousness. So the word temple, the word con means to return back. Temple means the original observing of a place, the function of looking. The observer determines what is observed. So what does contemplating mean? This is true meditation. It means going back to your prior existence with the Father. So tomorrow we'll continue with breaking down what it says in Colossians 1:15. The Son is in the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven, things on earth, things visible and things invisible. Whether it be thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him for him. Now, again, brothers and sisters, in the King James it says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn? That's where we get this word, begotten. You must be begotten because Jesus is the first begotten. He's the firstborn. He's the original. Your job is to return back to your original. So you have to be begotten, like the first begotten or the begotten Son. Without understanding what this word means in the original text, we have the wrong mindset. That's just simply all. That's all it means. So when it talks about Jesus is the only begotten Son, that just simply means forerunner. That means he's the firstborn. So the word firstborn and begotten are very similar in the original text. So tomorrow we'll continue breaking down faith without works is dead and begotten, what that means in the Greek, the word begotten, which has to do with you under open understanding that word means monogenesis or monogenes. And brothers and sisters, woo! Once you understand what that means, then that separates the men from the bar. This is where you got to go back to. You got to go back to your monogenesis. That means legitimate child. You are, according to the scriptures, a joint heir. So if your brain is not occupied with your original design, you can't shine. Because the enemy only respects the original. He don't respect the copy. So you're going to him as a copy of God or a copy of yourself. You must return back to your original self. So that's what the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center is all about. It's giving you your original design. It's reconfiguring your mind so that way you can shine. This inability to reconfigure the mind, why? You are the natural equivalent of everything on earth. You are just suffering from spiritual dementia. The business of life is the life of business. Who you be and what you do should be exactly the same. I make money being me. I don't make money being somebody else. I'm not an actor. So I don't go and act like I'm a – now, I used to until I learned. Now, I used to act like I was a Marine. Then I act like I was a police officer. Then I act like I was a correctional officer. Then I act like I was a, you know, a real estate investor. Then I acted like I was a businessman. So I had all of these different hats. Now I am Master Teacher 33. I am a 369. I don't act anymore. Who I be, what I do, what I have, all three are the same. Why? A three-stranded cord is not easily broken. So who you be, what you do, and what you have, they should all be the same. I should not be able to separate who you be and what you do. If I can, if who you be and what you do is not the same, you're not authentic. Therefore, Peter we know, Paul we know, but who are you? Meaning, devil gonna walk through you like hot butter. You are the natural heir. You are the spiritual equivalent of every chemical on earth. You don't need to ingest chemicals. Now, we do that because we are on this earth, but we must understand how the body works. The body produces chemical messengers, not spiritual ones. The human body secretes over 50 different hormones to produce harmony with this dimension, not the spiritual dimension. So do you want to continue to operate from a chemical perspective using your endocrine system and cells to make you a fit extension on this dimension? These hormones, they enter into the blood system and they circulate throughout the body to activate target cells inside the body. And what I said about those three things you needed, what was the first thing? Target market. So the enemy used chemical messengers to target your cells to keep you attached to this dimension. Now, I can use biology to explain all this by using your endocrine system by, first of all, breaking down the word endocrine. Doctrine. Look at the word endocrine. Doesn't it have the word doctrine in it? Look at the word endocrine. E-N-D-O-C-R-I-N-E. Doctrine. Look at the word Melchizedek. The word deck, what does it mean? Doctrine. The endocrine system includes all of the glands inside of the body that produces all the secretions and hormones that it produces through these glands. So these glands, they control the central nervous system. But the central nervous system should be controlled by the CSF. But the blood and the brain, they don't intermingle. Why? The blood-brain barrier. So are you controlled by your blood or by your brain? I don't know if y'all want me to get deep. Well, I'm already out of time. So tomorrow we're going to continue. You got to get, remember, flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God. So I don't want to be controlled by my blood. But right now my food establishes my mood. My mood controls, again, everything that I do. Word mood is another word for emotions. Entity in motion. What's the problem? Wrong food, wrong mood. Okay, but Will, what if I'm in a place where I can't get the right food? No problem. I got you that too. The big G, I already got that covered. Why? Mind override matter. My mind controls my matter. That's why you pray over your food. Why? Because if you can put your intention, as Dr. Emoto proved, I can take negative water. I can put my positive intention into the water. Do I need limes and lemons and all that stuff? No. What do I need? A positive mindset. Let this mind be in you. My mind, Jesus' mind, turned water into wine. What can your mind do? Oh, man, if your mind is indestructible. They know it, so they reverse engineered mind and they gave you technology. Now you don't think for yourself no more. They give us a cell phone to replace ourselves. Brothers and sisters, Don't let technology and chemicals replace your spirituality. You are the natural equivalent of every technology on earth. Technology is reverse engineered spirit. Your food is just taken out of the body. Every chemical that they make is already made inside of your body. Okay, well, why are we taking chemicals from outside the body and putting them in? There's a few minerals, cell salts, that the body doesn't have, but they can be activated with a proper contemplation. Can you use diet? Sure. Do you need diet? No. What do you need? The right mindset. Your mind, again, changes, molds matter. That was inside the last Transformers movie. So tomorrow we continue with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17, where it describes, again, Isaac and Abraham and how Isaac was the only begotten son of Abraham, but was the one chosen because of his special virtue that overrides, again, vices. That is what is mean by the monogenes, or monogenesis, as we'll break it down tomorrow. So, brothers and sisters, thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on in. Let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive. Hate it like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the god, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give my check. Yeah, I'm so chest with the popped out like, that's me. All day, can't you see? That's me. All day, Super Saiyan like I'm Goku when I'm flying through the atmosphere. I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances.